Put a finger down if when you were 10 years old, your family got a membership at a country club that had a pool and you would get swimming lessons every single day with your older brother. And every day after swimming lessons, you would have a little bit of extra time just to play and have a good time. And your older brother always wanted to play the boy version of Mermaids with you. And if you don't know what the boy version of Mermaids is, it has nothing to do with mermaids. And it is just trying to drown the other person without the lifeguards noticing. And you did not like this game very much. You'd always complain when your brother wanted to play it. So your brother called you a wuss basket and you were like, I don't like that nickname very much. But one day, a new girl walked into swimming lessons and you're like, oh my gosh, that's the most beautiful girl I've ever seen in my life. And keep in mind, you're a 10-year-old kid, so you don't know much, but you do know that one day, you are going to want to marry this girl. So you decide, you know what? I'm not going to be the wuss basket anymore. I'm going to be somebody else. I'm going to make a name for myself. So when it gets time to play mermaids after swim lessons, your brother starts going crazy. But guess what? You go even crazier. And guess what? You do this for a couple of days. You show him you're no wuss basket anymore. And you get to make up a new nickname for yourself. So you choose Spaceman because I guess Spaceman sounds cool. So then everybody in swim lessons calls you Spaceman. Even the lifeguards call you Spaceman because Spaceman's a really cool name. Flash forward 8 years later. You've been taking a lot of swim lessons. You become a really good swimmer. And you get a job as a lifeguard on a small beach off the coast of California. And it's a really hot summer day, and you go to the concession stand one day, and you're like, I need an icy. So you go to the concession booth, and you order an icy, and guess who's working the counter? The most beautiful girl you've ever seen. But guess what? It's your wife from when you were 10 years old, from the swimming lessons. You're like, oh my gosh, no way, is it you? And then she says, oh my gosh, it's the astronaut. And you're like, Spaceman, actually, but I mean, it's close enough. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry, haha. So you have a good time, and you catch up a little bit, and you're like, What you been up to? You find out that she's been homeschooled for the last couple of years, and she's after this summer, she's going to go to college. And you're like, dang, this is very, very exciting. Keep on, you're on your break right now. You're slurping this icy, talking to this total babe, 10 out of 10. And you're just like, life's good right now, you know? And then you hear something, a very long, loud whistle. And then if you're a lifeguard, you know what that means. It means somebody is drowning. So you look off the coast of the beach into the ocean and you see three boys. And they're like, oh, dang, that's not good. Because there's only one other lifeguard on duty right now, and there's three boys out there. So what do? You jump into action, right? You grab a little tube, a rescue tube, which is like those pool noodle thingies that those lifeguard has, and you run out to the ocean, right? And you're like, I got to save these kids. You forget about the girl who you just left behind right in the middle of this conversation because duty calls. And you see the lifeguard go, and he actually saves one of the kids, but there's still two more kids drowning out there. And then you jump into the ocean, and you start swimming and swimming, and you get the worst brain freeze of your entire life from this frickin' icy that you just drank. And you start literally like wincing and doing this and paddling with one arm. And you're like, this really sucks. But then you remember, the girl's behind you, and she's looking, and she's probably cheering you on. Last time, you made a name for yourself by trying to drown your brother. Now, it's time to save lives. So guess what? You lock in. You start swimming. You paddle. You go. You go to one of the kids. You put him under the tube. And you're like, I got to save this other kid because there's not good enough time for the other lifeguard to get back or for you to get back to the shore. So you pull out a really weird maneuver where you grab him with the arm and you like roll him over onto the tube with the other guy with you underneath. And then you kick and paddle as hard as you can with both the boys on top of the tube thanks to your rolling maneuver. So you're kicking and you're kicking and you're paddling. And guess what? You make it to the shore and you are dead tired with your terrible brain freeze. You're like, this sucks. But then guess what? You're the hero of the day. The kid's parents come up to you. They're like, oh my gosh, you just saved my kid's life. Thank you so much. You're just like, ah, oh, no problem. It's all in a day's work, you know? And then other random people start coming up to you. They're like, oh my gosh, you're such a hero. They go to the other lifeguard as well. Like, you guys saved the day. You saved these kids' lives. And you're like, I'm just trying to like do my job, you know. It's just like it's just what I do. It's all too much conversation right now. You need to relax because you're so tired. You have a terrible brain freeze. So the other lifeguard, he pulls you to the side and then he's like, "Yo, thanks for the help." And you're just like, "No problem, man." And then he says, "What was that rolling maneuver that you did over where it got deep?" So then you're like, "Oh yeah." So
what you know about rolling down in the deep when your brain goes numb? You can call that mental freeze when these people talk too much. Put that shit in slow motion. Yeah, I feel like an